Bearing down on Bermuda. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hurricane warnings have been posted for Bermuda, for Nova Scotia, and Canada's Prince Edward Island. Hurricane conditions now being felt in Bermuda as the Category 4 hurricane storm moves just to the west of it. Special master tasked with reviewing the evidence seized from former President Trump's home has set the timetable for the process.
Judge Raymond Deary's dates to receive and examine materials includes having the government submit to him and the plaintiff, represented by former President Trump's lawyers, electronic copies of the material taken from Mar-a-Lago. By next Friday, the Trump team must hand over a list of any discrepancies in those materials, with the government's response to any issues being in by October 14th. A final list of any disputed material has to be into Judge Deary by October 21st. The review of documents by the special master must be completed by the end of November.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Arkansas Supreme Court has overruled the state's Elections Commission and says that votes that are cast on a measure that would legalize recreational marijuana use in the state must be counted. Earlier, the Elections Commission had rejected the measure. No official word yet, but the state of Alabama has apparently called off the scheduled execution of convicted killer Alan Miller. He was convicted of killing three men in 1999 workplace shootings. He was to die by lethal injection Thursday night after the U.S. Supreme Court vacated lower court orders blocking the execution. Miller's death warrant expired at midnight Central Time. It is not yet known why the execution did not go forward. Earlier this week, a federal judge had told the state that it could execute Miller only by nitrogen hypoxia, a so far untried method. Death penalty opponents had claimed Miller's obesity would make it difficult to locate a vein suitable for the lethal injection. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
46 days before the midterm elections, Republicans are rolling out what they're calling their commitment to America.
The agenda includes dozens of policy recommendations that fall under four categories: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. Here's GOP Congressman Steve Scalise.
I think you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm, not just by Republicans, by our candidates, but by independents and even some Democrats who are just fed up with the direction of the far left moving towards socialism.
And when it comes to specific topics like the border, Republicans plan to end catch and release, reinstate the remain in Mexico policy, and finish the border wall.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. New York Democrat Congressman Hakeem Jeffries predicting Americans will see through the plan. A judge has approved a $230 million settlement with the owners of a pipeline that spilled more than 140,000 gallons of crude oil into the ocean off the California coast in 2015. Judge giving final approval to the settlement of the class action lawsuit that blamed two pipeline companies for the spill off the Santa Barbara coastline. Boeing will fork out millions in penalties as part of multiple federal investigations into its 737 MAX jetliner.
The aerospace giant will be paying $200 million to settle SEC allegations that the company, along with its former chief CEO Dennis Muilenburg, failed to properly disclose safety issues regarding its 737 MAX jetliner following two fatal crashes several years ago. The agency also said Muilenburg agreed to pay $1 million to settle the SEC's claims. Boeing and Muilenburg did not admit or deny the findings, but consented to cease and desist orders that included the fines. Boeing paid $2.5 billion, most of that earmarked for airline customers and families of the crash victims, to settle the Justice Department's criminal probe. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.